you.
First comes the Exchange Building, and then the Farnsworth Building, not Farnsworth Building, but the Farnsworth Building. Then, of course, now we've got First National Bank Building, and the Commerce Square Building, on the North Main. Considered to be our skyline, these skyscrapers, they're not really skyscrapers, they're tall as a beautiful. That's really a bit taller than ours, than skyscrapers, but they are for us.
Now, what would you call a high-rise?
High-rise is a residential, for the most part, area where people live, for instance, at the Lowenstein Towers. For the elderly, there's one at the corner of Howland and Central, close by, and let's see. They don't look like anything, but they're building here as fast as they can. I don't know who's going to live in somewhere.
What is a condominium?
A condominium is really it's a residential complex. It's a unit in which there are two or more families living where they have the common entry for certain parts of its existence. It may be waterline, because they have separate needs, but it's still, they use the very same road, unless it's on a corner. And they're individual units, but they have a connection that give them the common effect. Some one story, some multi-story.
Who owns a condominium?
Each individual owns his own home, pays his own bill, and they may have a recreation room that they share all the people, a swimming pool that everybody shares because of their buying power or their cooperative.
What kinds of passageways